Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How about some about Phil Kessel? Can we all come to one like basic point of agreement here when it comes to Phil Kessel? His status is never going to be safe or secure here, right? For as long as he's with the Penguins the rest of the way, whether that's a couple months before some sort of trade happens or a couple more years because there's a thawing or an understanding that the team comes to, it's not going to be stable. You're never going to sit there and say, oh, man, I'm so glad like everything is hunky-dory with Phil Kessel. And it's not the media's fault either, by the way. Because when I say that, oh, there you go again, making up stories to get Phil out of town. No. It's not the media's fault. It's the byproduct of the way coaches are and the way Phil Kessel is. If you don't like it, like, that's fine. If it frustrates you, okay, I get it. If you're a fan and the skin in the game you have is you want to see the Penguins win and you love watching Phil Kessel snipe off the rush, I get it. But don't blame the media, because it really isn't us trying to make things happen. Like, Bob McKenzie's as respected and sourced a scribe as there is in a hockey personality, and he says teams are interested. He says the Kings in particular are interested. Teams are interested, and there's a competitive proposal on the table. You might see a deal made. And here's the thing about Phil Kessel. He is a phenomenal talent. But one thing he very much is not is a true franchise player, in the sense that people use that term most often. He's not a Malkin or a Crosby, obviously. He's not an Ovi. He's not an Austin Matthews who's going to get run out of Toronto soon enough. He's not a Connor McDavid. How many true franchise players are there? Patrick Kane used to be thought of one. I don't think he would be anymore. There's probably about five or six in the entire NHL, right? Below that there, and those are all like untradeable guys. Below that there are superstars. Then below the suit, and Kessel, when he's playing well, might fall into that category. Below that, there are then your garden variety stars. Phil Kessel's not a franchise guy. He's an elite, elite complementary player. He's the kind of guy whose presence can, like, make or break a team, like it made the Penguins for two straight years. But there's always going to be, by just his nature as a tough guy to coach, and coaches wanting to kind of pound those tougher pieces of clay into the mold that they want them to fit, there's always going to be friction. There's always going to be baggage. Even if you're a fan who loves him because he cuts the profile of the everyman who looks like you do when they're standing in front of a mirror flexing, right? Like, that's why people like him. He's great, and he looks like he shouldn't be. If you're the Penguins and the Kings knock you over with a package of players, awesome. But they're not going to. Like, Drew Doughty ain't coming back in the deal here. The Penguins have, when they traded for him in the first place, they were making a calculated risk. It's paid off in a big, big way. And I think because sports is such a almost sick, what have you done for me lately world, you forget that they've won two cups with Phil Kessel and that he could and probably should have been the Conn Smythe winner in 2016 and was great in 2017. Like, no matter what, the Phil Kessel era worked out big time in Pittsburgh. For however long it lasts, it was a huge success because they won two bleeping Stanley Cups. They went from the franchise that had sort of underachieved with one to the franchise that had easily caught up and then passed the Blackhawks as the team of this century, really, post-lockout at least. It was a big success no matter whether it lasts another 5 weeks, his era here, or another 3 years somehow. He had a great regular season, and everything's worked out, but don't act like he wasn't pretty bad during the 2018 postseason. It's not hating, it's stating, as in a fact. So you hear that the Kings are at least interested in Phil Kessel. If the deal, let me put it this way. Let me ask this next at 412-928-9370, honestly, because I think what I just said about Phil Kessel is actually like a clear, level-headed take, which means, of course, people are going to be angry. Say the Kings made whatever you would think constitutes a truly competitive offer that helps the Penguins in other areas they're deficient, like maybe on defense or with some physicality. Let's say it's a legitimate, as close to a dollar for a dollar hockey trade as you can get. Would you be okay with it? even if you love Phil Kessel and kind of everything he stands for and is as a player. 412-928-9370. Let's talk Phil.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.